100 word stories. Good morning. Welcome to the 100 word stories podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Simon. I swore an oath to write a 100 word story every day until the day I die. It's right there on the domain name. Well, I'm not dead yet, and neither are you. Let's write and share. Because today is Sunday, which means it's your turn. I call this crazy thing the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic this week was suggestion. We've got a lot of stories this week, so let's go ahead and roll the roads. What is the first story? It's clairvoyant. Didn't see that coming, did you? Let's cue the tape.
She had a suggestion box just inside her front door. It was wood, painted bright red, and labeled suggestions. Theodora was the neighborhood entrepreneur. She had been plowed more than Nash's carrot patch. The box was there to take suggestions from her visitors, and some suggested that she serve tea and sweets in addition to the other creature comforts. Others suggested that she lighten up on the toilet water that she liberally spritzed herself with. All in all, the suggestions were favorable, and her marks averaged 4 stars out of 5. Theodora ran for city council and won by a landslide. The hypnotist made 2 surreptitious post-trance suggestions to his subject as she came out of her deep sleep. That afternoon, when Irene stopped for the light at the crosswalk, the signal beeped for the visually impaired and set her off. She jumped in the air, clucked like a hen, and did the funky chicken as she crossed the street. Later, when Irene heard the noon bells at St. Luke, she rolled on the ground, trying to extinguish the phantom flame she believed she was engulfed in. Dick Clementi was a hypnotist and a sadist, keeping his sadistic side under wraps. There was a suggestion of violence in every one of his stories. He was an angry old man and resented the talent and popularity of other writers that were published. He imagined the other writers and small press editors manacled to his cellar walls and forced to listen to his podcast at ear-splitting volume day and night. He was an asshole, but prided himself on the knowledge that he was the biggest asshole in town, maybe the county. Duty also wrote in all caps, misspelled frequently, and abused all social media
etiquette
as he lurked on religious and writing boards and blogs.
Thank you, clairvoyant. Ooh, coffee. You know, I really should start my laundry. I want to get my part of the laundry done on Sunday mornings. That way there's like no pressure and that we have plenty of time. I really want to go get a kitty for little baby here. Don't you want a little kitty friend? She's looking at me like, yes, I want a little kitty friend. We didn't go yesterday. It was grocery shopping day and went late and you know how it is. Well, you want to get up here? Hello, little girl. Yes, you're such a good little girl, yeah. I know you're all kitty lonely and such. But does that mean that you snuggle up to us all the time? No. Cats. Next story. Jeffrey Fisher actually has 2 stories ready for us. Can you tell the difference? I don't know. Let's find out.
Hello, Jeffrey Fisher here for this week's 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. With 2 stories on the topic of suggestion. The first story is called In the Bunker. It was just a suggestion, Sam said, looking chagrined. The loud ticking was getting on our nerves. When you press the button marked Use Only in Emergency, it's no longer a suggestion, it's an action. The ticking went on. We're trapped in a concrete bunker with troops on all sides, no chance of relief, nearly out of ammo. That sounds an awful lot like an emergency. Sam tried to sound defiant, but his tone had a defensive note to it. Fair point. Still, I wish you'd asked first. We can't override the self-destruct command. The ticking stopped, and my last thought was that silence could be more terrifying than any sound. And my second story is called New Experience. Come on in, big boy. I know what you want, said the transvestite suggestively, gesturing to the doorway. He was standing on the steps, clad in gold lamé top, leather miniskirt, and high heels. I have no idea what you mean. That sounded silly. After all, I had come to this part of town, to this very building, of my own volition. I was either lying to him or lying to myself. Everyone is nervous his first time. It's okay. Still, I hesitated. Then I nodded at the man and trotted up the steps and through the front door, passing the sign that read, 25 large-screen TVs, pitchers of beer, just a dollar.
Yay! Wait. Just 25 large screens, Steve? No. There need to be 30. Oh. Thank you, Jeffrey. Next up, we have Serendipity. Yeah, I started my laundry. Yes, I've got it started. I'm going to get it done. Yeah, this is my way of participating in 1 billion rising. Instead of dancing around like an idiot, I'm going to do my own damn laundry so that my wife doesn't have to worry about it. There you go. How about that? That's something practical. Bunch of dancing around to raise awareness, that's going to piss off my neighbors. No, I'm doing laundry. There. Smug moment. What was that? Oh, right, Serendipity. Here's her story.
The summit meeting of the Confederation of Inhabited Worlds was on the brink of disarray. The chairman called for calm and made one last ditch attempt to address the problem.
Can I get everyone's attention?
We have nurtured Earth, controlling and manipulating its population, environment, and global systems for millions of years. Apparently all for nothing, it seems. Humankind appears to be hell-bent on destroying both itself and the planet. Time is running out. Is there anybody here who can propose a solution? Then, a lone voice rang out. I have a suggestion. Has anyone thought of turning it off? And back on again.
Turn it on, turn it on, turn it on. Hi, thank you, Serendipity. Okay, so hopefully you listened to that story instead of seethed about, oh, how dared he mock a bunch of people raising awareness. This guy is getting his eyeballs peeled every 2 years. How dare you attack his beloved cause? I'm not attacking the beloved cause. I'm just pointing out the fact that if you look at the amount of impact it does and the amount of attention it's trying to grab, is it raising awareness for 1 billion rising, or is it trying to latch on to 1 billion rising to raise awareness for their efforts in Second Life? I think it's more of the trying to grab attention thing. So there are people that can't participate because of some infirmity or horrible crippling disease or another, and that sucks. It really does. I wouldn't want to have to deal with that, and I'm like, oh my God, how do you live with that? Apparently, lots of painkillers and going in and doing the dancing thing. But I just... does it actually solve anything? Your assignment for this week is to listen to the latest Freakonomics, where they actually do the numbers on a certain malady that many societies suffer from. Bang, bang, shoot, shoot. And look at the practicality of some of the efforts that have been made to try to curb that gun violence. Me, I think that dancing around doesn't really stop violence on women. What stops it is, I don't know, maybe arming them with knives and guns so that anybody who tries to pull that crap gets their ass killed. And then, you know, self-defense. Oh, wait, you people don't live in Texas where we actually do respect people's right to defend themselves. I'm sorry, just... Right. Oh, we should come up with another story after my little rant here. Wow, how many of you have left by now? How many of you are penning up little notes saying, oh my God, I didn't know that this was a horrible political right-wing nut job pro-gun podcast? No. It's just me rambling, because, you know, I could throw another one at you that would say, oh my God, I can't believe that this is a liberal whiny panty-waist podcast. In fact, I'll do that in the next break, but I should probably play Cliff's story for you. Sorry, Cliff, you get stuck with the intro that's the rambling rant. Don't worry, Batgirl will get stuck with another one.
Okay, people, settle down. Let's get right to the suggestion box. First, we've got, let's have a 3-day work week. No. Free donuts in the break room. No, I'm not encouraging diabetes in my employees. Next. Profit sharing. If you clowns don't come up with something, there won't be any profit to share, so no. Rank employees by productivity and sacrifice the least productive to Azioch, Lord of Pain. There, you see? That's the kind of innovative thinking I'm talking about. But, no. I asked Legal and they didn't like it. Something about human rights or some such nonsense.
Oh, wait, there's another story here. Give it to me one more time.
Using suggestion, I called the blonde to me. My body language told her that I was interested, but my eyes said she wasn't quite good enough for me. I gave her the half compliment of saying that she was almost as pretty as her friend. I ordered her a drink, without asking, to let her know who was in charge. I had her right where I wanted her. I used every trick in the book. The problem is that the book doesn't say what to do when the girl drugs you, handcuffs you, and steals your wallet, watch, and car.
Oh my God, she stole your watch? However will you tell the time? Well, thank you, Cliff. All right, so now for my other rambly thing. So, one thing that I'm really, really gung-ho about is gay marriage. I think it's a cool idea. I think that everybody that loves everybody else, you shouldn't get in the way of it. In fact, take the state out of the whole marriage equation, you know, and eliminate all of those little stupid, goofy incentives and benefits and all that crap, and just say, you know, hey, you know, you can cover and a company can choose to cover your partner. No, oh, you must cover, you must. No, no, nobody's forcing companies to give, well, wait, they are now. Okay. Right, now you've got another issue entangled in it. All these goofy issues tangled in each other. Is there a solution? Maybe. It's going to make somebody unhappy. Somebody's going to wind up paying for somebody that's freeloading. It's always the case. So, really, how do you solve it? Oh, I know. Dancing. So, Mist, what are you doing? Well, she's trying to get into a box. You know, there are a bunch of boxes around, and what does she do? Try to get into the one that's closed. Right, have we rambled enough? Have we ranted enough? Can we get on with the podcast? Can we get past all this garbage and noise and huff and puff and bluster and you're wrong, you're right? Scoring points in a game that no one actually keeps score? How about we just tell stories? Botgirl, what story do you have to tell us this week?
It must have been true love. She was going to marry him, even though he couldn't make her come. Not in years of trying. 2 weeks before the wedding, I was her last shot. She relaxed into the recliner, eyes closed, chest rising and falling. "Go back to a satisfying sexual memory," I said, watching her eyes flutter as the scene replayed in her mind's eye. It took about 20 minutes to hypnotically connect the past orgasms with an imagined honeymoon future. I saw her a week after they got back. She was still all glowy. Ah, the power of suggestion.
Wee. I should turn on the adult tag. Nah, screw it. Thank you, Bot Girl. You see, there's this 100 word stories challenge thing out there with a bunch of school kids in England, I think, and they've got hundreds and hundreds of participants, and I finally appeared on their radar, and it's like, should I be trying to partner with them? Then I realize there are stories that involve that. There's got to be something for the adults, the deep end, the folks looking for the issues that affect us once all the hormones start working, as opposed to, ooh, what flavor of ice cream will I have this week? Oh, I've got to get to soccer practice. Right. I should do another story, I think. How about one by Tom? We haven't heard from Tom in a week. Tom, tell us a story.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and tonight's story is Shared Governance. On the right of the fiery pit, you will note a prominently displayed suggestion box, said Baxter Beelzebub. We encourage residents to contribute their thoughts to make this the best hell it can possibly be. The new inductees tacitly nodded. In fact, the whole idea for fiery pits came from a newcomer just like you. No one nodded this time. You may leave an anonymous suggestion, but we encourage any bold soul to take full ownership for their excellent insight. What if it's a sucky suggestion? Asked the kid in the back. See those guys on fire in the pits? There's a new posting of the case of the Amber Rose, part 18.
Thank you, Tom. The Amber Rose series is posted on Monday. I think, what's coming up next? I was going to light a candle, and instead, I can't, because the lighter won't fit into there because it's too deep. Mist, you want to help with that? Can I light your little kitty tail on fire and stick it in there? No, you're getting to be more involved in these things. You know the job of the podcat, right? Yeah. You got to help me produce these. So, what really gets me about this whole 1 billion rising effort in Second Life was that... So, there are some people that said, come on, you're just dancing around and raising attention for yourselves. And others are like, how effective is this really going to be? There are lots of opinions on this. So, the group that organized it, you know, there were some reactions. Some of them were polite and some of them weren't. And those are the public ones that we can see. God knows what the chattering classes do in private. This reminds me of the irony of the National Organization of Women and other feminist groups attacking Ann Coulter and Sarah Palin, even though the National Organization of Women is raising up the profile for all women. All women. Oh, no, wait. Just the women that agree with us. And the National Association of Colored People and all the other African-American groups saying we're all about, you know, empowering black people to be equal rights. And yet they attack people like Alan Keyes and Bill Cosby for saying, screw you, be responsible for yourselves, quit blaming the white man or other circumstances, take control of your life, don't ask for reparations for the past. And then all these actors, you know, with all their causes, and yet they're flying around in jet planes and all that, causing even more global warming damage. And they attack people like John Voight and Clint Eastwood for pointing out the fact that all of their limousine liberalism, well, they don't follow it in their own lives. Okay, adopt a baby or two from Africa and stick them in a mansion that has a carbon footprint the size of Saturn. It's all hypocrisy. From the left, from the right, from the middle, from the up, from the down. None of it makes sense. You're telling other people what to do, and yet you don't follow it yourselves. So when I see the 1 billion rising thing, and they're attacking some women for questioning the effectiveness and the impact of it and the true intention of it, well, you know, when the whole thing was set up, it's about trying to curtail violence and the silence of women so that they can be empowered. These are some women expressing their opinions. Oh, wait, how dare they express opinions about the effort itself? Irony, hypocrisy, it's all good for everybody. Oh, was that another rant? I guarantee that's going to be the last rant of this week. Possibly the last rant you ever hear, if you've already hit unsubscribe. I hope you haven't, though, because Lizzie Goodcoff has not set up her own podcast yet. So if you unsubscribe now, I've got her hostage. I'm using her as a human shield. Here's Lizzie Goodcoff. I will hide behind her.
Hello, everyone. This is my story for the week. It's bizarre, the man said, dismissing the deal. It's a great piece of land. The seller, wearing a sinister pair of glasses with one lens only, seemed eager to sell that land. The number of people dumped at that location was growing alarmingly. I don't want a piece of land with dead people in it. Oh, they have been removed, and the price is extremely inviting, insisted the seller. The man hesitated. I'll be waiting in your nightmares, mumbled the seller. What? It was too late. The seller had already found his way into the man's subconscious to haunt him. This is my story for the week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcoff.blogspot.com. And check out ires.com. I posted a story there this week. Also, you can get in touch with me through Twitter, Facebook, and all the usual And yes, unusual, but let's not get into that. places. Okay, talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lizzie. Oh, ooh, look, Sophia's posting something on Prim Perfect. And response posted. Gotta love it. This is going to be a fun week. I wonder if they're going to not invite me to go play with them at SL10B because I'm a cynic and a contrarian and a person who speaks their mind. Whatever. Next up, we have Muncie. Now, this is somebody who speaks his mind. Muncie gets his stories on the Drabblecast a lot. I get a few here and there. Steven the Nuclear Man, he was up on there, even though he didn't get his story for the... He was too busy getting his story ready for Drabblecast. And that's cool. That's awesome, man. Spread your wings. Fly around. Oh, wait, the cage. The cage. The oppressive cage that the publishing industry forces around us independent writers. Bust free from the cage. Fly into the skies. Starting to sound like Megatron. Right. I should just play Muncie's story and shut up.
Oh, Captain, my Captain. Munsey here, and oh my God, Mr. T is on Twitter. The T stands for Twitter, people. I repeat, the T stands for Twitter. Sorry. I'm just really excited. Here's a story. Starting Smoking by Christopher Monroe. You'd tried everything, but nothing had worked. So you came to me. I sat you down, made you comfortable, counted down from 100, each number causing you to fall into a deeper state of relaxation, each word causing you to sink deeper, trust deeper, fall deeper under the spell of the soft, soothing words I spoke to you. And once I was confident you were under, I whispered my command in your ear. You will smoke, I told you, and you never smoked again. You never would have had it not been for me. That's the power of pre-hypnotic suggestion. Flash fiction at ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com. Broken escalator still available. Tweets at Mr. T. I'm also on Twitter. But really, follow Mr. T first, and we can discuss following me on Twitter later.
I will follow Mr. T to the ends of the earth. I agree with you. It is he is the man. He's the man, you know, he is the Twitter. Mr. T. Thank you, Muncie. You said sorry. Awesome! We're getting an international flavor here today. Although, alright, so we've got Sing and we've got a few, you know, Lizzie's from over somewhere. But still, we heard sorry. And that is exotic to Americans. I'm telling you. You can ride that to fame. Just look at Martin Short. Not for too long, though. You might get a little acid reflux. Next up, we have Zach Mann. Now this is a treat. He's got three stories. Triple feature. This is going to be way better than any Star Wars prequels. I'm telling you that because none of these have... What are you staring up at me?
She's sitting on the ground. She's got her little paws on my shoe and she's looking up at me. You think you're going to get attention? Yes, you are. I'm going to scratch your little kitty chin. Okay, I know you want a little fuzzy friend. I hope we get one for you today. Right? Yeah. Oh, I left it. Oh, what? Why are you biting my fingy? You're such a silly girl.
I know. I'm being patronizing when I call her a silly little girl. She is woman cat. Respect her.
She's a cat. Stop biting my hand.
Here's Zach, man.
Hello, Fiendmaster. I am calling in with some questions about Paul Ellard Cooley. First, does Paul's current interest in sex scenes have anything to do with Mixon's influence? I heard Paul singing Mimes, Mimes, Mimes in Dead Robot Society opening and wonder if our subliminal messages that Paul's next writing challenge should be a musical are doing any good. If Fiends was made into a musical, who would you wish to play the Fiendmaster? Paul's voice interrupts. This is starting to look like a drabble. Who put you up to this? That puppet effer Jake Bible? I am thinking of buying a new car. If I am a part of the buyback program. When I asked if our Saturn view qualified, the salesman said it depended on which transmission it has, and each case is evaluated separately. After owning 3 General Motors Lemons, I was not planning on buying another Chevy, but $5,000 trade-in for a car with a broken transmission inspires forgiveness. Dylan says, "The spark is so cute. Son, I don't have to get a car you like, but I do need to get one your mother likes. Let's test drive one before we take her. Son, since your parents are going to make payments on the new Chevy Cruze, I promised your mother to have less fast food, and only buy books with credit card points. But I keep hearing, buy the book. When I try to sleep, I hear, buy the book. I am going bonkers. The oddest thing is, the voice of my inner torment sounds very pleasant, much like that nice Mr. Lawrence Santoro. Dad, that is not some odd inner voice. The Nook tablet is turning on the Stitcher app and playing Tales to Terrify when you sleep.
See, isn't that cool? I jammed all three of them together. It's like an art piece. What? No, stop biting my knee. Oh, thank you, Zachman. No, it's not Zachman that's biting my knee. That would actually be kind of fun. No, it's... Here, I'm going to pick you up. Good little girl. Yes, you are. You are so soft. And your tail is so happy. You have a happy tail. Yeah, I'm going to pet your tummy. I'm going to pet your tummy. I'm going to pet your tummy. I'm going to pet... No, wait, what are you trying to do? No, I'm petting your little kitty nose. You'd meow if you could. But you don't like to... What are you doing? You want the cord? You want to chew the cord? Okay, but it's coming out of your allowance if I have to get a new headset. Thank you, Zachman. Next. You are so silly. Next up, she wants the lighter now. I think she wants to start a smoking habit. And she's biting my finger because I took away the lighter. You are such a silly girl. Next up is, Tora. She's biting my hand while I'm using the mouse. Just, excuse me a moment. I need to... No, you want to be pet. All right. I gotcha. I gotcha. I gotcha. There you go, little turbo kitty. And right back to the hand.
You know, when you buy something online, you get suggestions about what else to buy. Usually they make sense, but recently I ordered a book on stochastic differential equations, and Amazon suggested Matthias Rorecher's Geheimnisse der Fialen Gerechtigkeit. A few days later, it recommended the Hortulus Animae, the book for which the Index Librorum Prohibitorum was created. Then, the Apophthegmata Daimonum Deserti. There are demons on the net, tempting people with forbidden knowledge. I wondered when God would sit up and take notice. But today, Amazon has suggested The Way, the Truth, and the Light by one Jesus Bar Yosef. And if you enjoyed this story, you might also enjoy The Book of the Sundering of the Gate to the Things That Should Not Be, currently reissued under the title Opening Portals to Hell for Dummies.
Aww, I love that book. Oh, thank you, Tora. So do we have a new pope yet? Is it going to change anything? Well, the fact that there's a retired pope out there and he's like, get off of my lawn, sitting there with a shotgun across his robe. Probably have some assistants do that for him, actually. What? Why are you staring at me? I didn't do anything to you. All I did was pick you up and give you, you know, Zerberts on your tummy and pet your tummy and pet your ears and play with your kitty nose and play with your tail. I didn't do anything. Next up, we have Danny. Danny's got a story for us. Let's find out. I mean, what else am I going to do? Just ramble for hours on end? Well, that was earlier.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Danny Dwyer here with Weekly Challenge 356, Suggestion. So here we go. I have a suggestion, my father exclaimed. Okay, Pops, lay it on me, I replied. Lay what on you, Dad asked. Your suggestion, I tersely replied. Oh, I forgot. I give my dad much slack. He's 85 years old, after all. Dad then goes back to staring at the wall in his tool shed before explaining, you see, I sit here staring at the wall and eventually I figure out the best way to hang all the tools on my wall. Dad, I have a suggestion. What is it? Never mind. Just carry on with what you're doing.
Thank you, Danny. Does your dad have a suggestion how I can light this candle even though it's all the way burned down? No, you cannot have the incense sticks. This isn't cat food. Got a whole drawer of incense. I don't use enough of it. It makes everything smell so pretty. Hold on. Get that stick over there. I know, I should just introduce the story and light this while listening, but you people have to suffer along. You have to hear my goofy comments about the stuff I do in my life. I have a life outside of this podcast, you know. Not much of one, but I have a life outside of it. It mostly involves work. And this cat. Now I gotta sneeze. I edited out the sneeze for your benefit. Are you happy now? I know someone that is happy. It's Dondo Dollinger. He's new to this. Up. See? I'm courteous. I edited out another sneeze. Now, this is what'll blow your mind. What if I didn't actually sneeze, and I'm just trying to raise awareness and sympathy for those who sneeze? Oh my God. Let's get a billion people dancing. Here's Dondo Dollinger. I'm all dressed up for a fun night out with the girls. Why does a quality pair of high heels imply anything more? The sound of my heels clicking on the sidewalk does little to cover the sound of his voice. He mutters under his breath as I walk past him, raising his voice when I ignore him. I tense up when he starts following me down the dark, quiet street. His footsteps grow louder, and his hand touches my shoulder. I pray that my knee does damage as I spin towards him. Ooh, that was seriously. I should have read that with more, I don't know, drama. Okay, so here's the fun part. His comment, and yeah, occasionally I'll read what y'all write to me, and because it's funny. I wanted to get a woman to record it, but couldn't get it done on time. So what does he do? He sends it to me to read. Now that's funny. All right. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the circumstance. Anyone believe that? Right. Next story. Now, speaking of trying to read for... Anyway. Red Goddess. This... Lola. She's been suffering for so long. I wish that just one day would be like, Lola gets a promotion, and she's treated well, and the owner of the hotel appreciates her work, and she brings in more staff to properly serve the guests so that people aren't as tired and they don't wear heels anymore that hurt. They wear comfortable shoes so that they're getting their job done without causing pain. And no, it'll never happen, will it? You know, the best endings, well, they never come, do they? Here's Red Goddess. Lola, oh, what she puts you through. Lola got her wish on Valentine's Day. She stayed home, curled up on the couch with a glass of wine and her new gift. It's hard to believe that she didn't have to use the power of suggestion for him to understand. In moments like this, she's reminded why she's still intrigued by their relationship. With each sip of wine, Lola feels a tinge of guilt for indulging without him. She still remembers the first morning of the year after their date. They sat at his kitchen's table, feeding each other buttery French toast. Looking back, he is her first true Valentine. Aww. She does win. Atta girl. I thought about doing a Valentine's Day special. No. No, because there were too many people doing this dancing. Everyone was too busy dancing to write stories or record. So, really, you know, whatever. Right. More? More. By the way, it's my brother's birthday today. Don't say happy birthday to him, though. He's evil. I'm down here. He's way out there. Good. As I told my mom, there are 7 billion people on this planet until I meet each and every one of them. Why should I waste another minute on the person that I spent 16 years suffering? Then she points out that, you know, I've known her and dad for, I've lived with them for 18 years. Petard, hoist, whoops. Wear comfortable underwear up there. Here's Singh has returned. Triumphantly, I may add. Here we go.
Switched Off Macbeth by Chris Mooney Singh. No, I want real darkness, chaos, and conflict, thundered the director. When you cackle, feel your inner witch. Look, just listen. His switch to a witch didn't impress. Darkness went back to buffing her black nails. Enough was enough. If you don't mind, get the hell off my stage, Miss Dark!
Dude, be nice.
Said Chaos.
Or else?
Added Conflict, punching a butch fist into her palm. Student actresses. Why the devil did he take this gig? All right. Once again before lunch, someone switched on the lighting and special effects. The three witches just slouched in the spotlight, chewing their gum. The Walking Wounded by Chris Mooney Singh.
Monsieur, may I suggest the Quai de Granville?
Oui, Michel.
The waiter left. What's that? She asked.
Frog's legs, chérie.
It is your first time in Paris, no? Try.
She didn't want to displease, then saw her chance.
What will you buy me?
He chuckled.
Oh, anything? A Louis Vuitton handbag.
His eyebrow rose, but he checked it.
And so it begins, he thought, the dalliance of beauty with money.
And what will you give me, Sherry?
You'll see,
rubbing her bare foot against his below. Soon, the Quai de Granville arrived, steaming hot. Hungrily, she raised her knife and fork. Halfway through, he asked, "You like?"
Nah, tasteless really. Like white rubber. The sauce isn't bad though.
He grinned, indulging her youthful directness, pleased as a bullfrog with a fly. Then the kitchen doors banged. It gave him a naughty idea.
Mon Dieu!
What's up?
You won't believe it?
What?
What I am seeing?
spill. A long column of frogs on crutches? Henry? Hobbling out of the kitchen? You're awful. Under the swing doors, leaving the restaurant? That's horrible. Turn? No way. See? No way. Poor froggy. You're cruel. With bandages? Stop it! Shirley, I'm teasing. I'll never eat frog's legs again.
I missed you. Switch to a witch. Let us all switch to a witch, shall we? I just see snuck in the switch story, and now we've got the suggestion. And so, does that count as not missing a week? I don't know. Tom's the official scorekeeper. He'll decide. I don't keep score. I just keep an enemies list. Okay, who are we going to add to it this week? Do we have more? Space Turtle. Justin Lowmaster, however, he didn't record his story, so you know what that means. That's right, it's on me to do it, so I'm supposed to do this in a breathless gamer geek kind of voice, so, as if I could ever pull that off. I'm getting too old for this. Right, I'm going to do Justin's thing, and then I'm going to go switch to the laundry. So, here we go. We've been shooting all kinds of guys, and I haven't leveled up yet. They keep killing me, and that costs me money, so I can't buy new stuff. This game is lame. It should be easy. Easy? Why play a game if it isn't a challenge? If you want to do something easy, read a kid's book or something. What? No, I don't want to read. I don't even read the quest on here. I just get past all the dialogue. The voiceover stuff is good, though. Man, that again. Well, I suggest you not die and grow up. I've been watching way too much NCIS because I'm turning into Mike Franks. Proby, I'm going to come after you and kick your ass. You know, that kind of thing. Oh, right, I was supposed to do laundry. So while I'm doing the laundry switchover, Planet Z is going to record for you. Try to figure that out.
Mounted on the wall of the break room, there is a suggestion box. A sign next to it encourages employees to anonymously send in their ideas. I prefer to send my ideas to my boss via email. Even though I might have what I think is a good idea, there might be some issues with the budget, time, or a legal entanglement, which is perfectly reasonable. You can't do everything. So I wrote up a suggestion. Take down this box. Encourage people to work together and communicate openly. And I put it in the suggestion box. Oh, crap. I forgot to sign it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. The writers, the storytellers, the people you listening, the commenters, the folks linking and plus oneing and liking and plurking and snurking and stuff. You can go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for links to the author's websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, social network sharing options, and a whole bunch of other stuff you won't bother with anyway. If this show inspired you to write on the topic of suggestion, no, it's not too late. Send in the story with a recording, and I'll add it to the main feed. And everyone can see that you need to be better about being on time. Until next week, where the topic will be vacation. This is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.